Planners view Sanford's networks of parks and walkable streets as an inspiration for back-to-basics urban renewal. Since 1995, more than $20 million has been poured into upgrading the city's green spaces. And it's something visitors notice, even the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Sanford is a beautiful city. It's on the side of the water, has great potential for tourism.
When it was founded in the 1870s, Sanford was an important destination for steamships. Since then, Orlando has become the main commercial hub for Central Florida, but transportation is once again playing a role in Sanford's growth. The city serves as an interchange for I-4 and State Road 417 and has a busy international airport. Sanford Economic Development Officer Nicholas McRae says the arrival of the Sunrail commuter train will also give the city a lift.
Redevelopment and development opportunities around Sanford Sunrail Station for transit-oriented type development, I guess you could say the sky's the limit. There's a lot of green space still left around there, so the right type of growth can occur there, make connections to our community, our activity centers.
The well-maintained downtown is front and center because of recent demonstrations. Bruce Stevenson, the director of the Masters of Planning and Civic Urbanism program at Rollins College, is following the demonstrations closely. He contrasts the peaceful protests with the violent act that got them started.
And the shooting was in a private space that was gated, guarded. And so I think there's a lesson to be drawn what happens when we shut ourselves off from other citizens.
And there are others who agree the division of public and private space could have a part to play in this case. Paul Harris, the chair of the psychology department at Rollins College, is an expert in the links between physical settings and human response. He says in some neighbourhoods, residents don't always see their territory ending at their front door.
They see it as extending out into the yard, the street, the neighbourhood. And in that case, you're going to have people more zealously protecting those spaces.
There may be other lessons to learn from the Martin case. Bruce Stevenson says Sanford has the right idea in trying to craft a downtown where people from all backgrounds can mingle. He says the revamped Riverwalk Park along Lake Monroe is a crowning success.
But I think what's important about that space is connected and linear. It runs along the lake. And its whole concept is to move people and connect people. Now, those are the steps in creating community. And Sanford's made tremendous leaps, but there is a historical legacy to overcome.
Stevenson says the city would do well to redouble its efforts in revitalizing its streets and parks. Nicholas McRae says Sanford's quality of life is the envy of many other communities, and he thinks that will shine through once the cameras leave.
We're very proud of our community, of the assets it has, the amenities of its citizenry. We live up to our moniker, Sanford, the friendly city.
And once the crowds go home, Sanford does plan to continue its improvement program. A $7 million extension of the popular Riverwalk Promenade could begin construction as early as fall. For 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Matthew Petty.